Okay, thank you. This is a meeting of the KPFK Delegates Assembly for January 17th, 2021. It's 10:50 a.m. My name is Michael Hovig. I'm the chair of the Delegates Assembly and the KPFK Local Station Board. And our secretary is going to call the roll for the Delegates Assembly. The business today is to elect directors to the Pacifica National Board for a term for 1 year beginning for 2021. Janine, can you call the roll?
Okay, we do have someone that might need to be muted. Roll call is Michael Adler.
Present.
Adler B.
Alan Beek, we can't hear you.
I'm going to need to mute Bella DeSoto.
She muted herself. Bella, keep yourself muted. Thank you.
Alan Beek.
We'll get back to him. He's visible on the call.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Sandy Child.
I'm here.
Sandy Child's present. Bella DeSoto.
Bella, unmute yourself to acknowledge your presence.
Here.
Thank you.
Bella DeSoto present. Jan Goodman.
Present.
And Bella, please mute again.
Eric
Bella, please mute again.
Present.
Avelia Jones.
Present.
Avelia Jones present. Ali Lexa.
Here.
Ali Lexa present. Barbara Marbach.
Here.
Barbara Marbach present. James Osborne.
Present.
James Osborne present. Lydia Ponce.
Present.
Lydia Ponce present. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes present. Rocio Rivas.
I am present.
Rocio present. Paul Roberson.
Present.
Paul Roberson present. Janine Roan is present. Mansoor Sabah.
Excuse me, Janine, Mansoor is in the waiting room.
Okay, number is for the co-hosts. I can't look for it.
There's nobody in the waiting room right now.
Okay. Mansoor, they can't see you in the waiting room.
Okay, let me call in again. But just let them know that I'm present.
Okay, did you hear that? He's good.
Yeah, we heard you.
Mansoor Sabah present. Oscar Ulloa.
Present.
Oscar Ulloa present. Polina Vasiliev.
I'm here.
Polina Vasiliev present. Beth Van Guten.
Present.
Beth Van Guten present. Harvey Wasserman.
Present.
Harvey Wasserman present. Kiana Williams.
Here.
Kiana Williams present. Alan Beek, have you joined the call?
Alan, you need to speak up and say if you're present. We see you on the call, but we don't hear you. All right, come back then later. This is the chair, Michael Hovig. I'm present. Is that we have a quorum, I'm sure.
We're also Sandy Childs, I was waiting to hear from.
No, we heard
her. I'm here.
Okay, so it's just Alan Beek. And then whether Mansoor is actually physically on the call.
Okay, so they're having done our call to order. We did want to start actually with...
All right, I'm in the meeting now. I got
Yay.
It. Thank you.
Thank you, Mansoor. Can Pauline hear your name, Mansoor? It's the 0885.
Say that again.
Can you rename Mansoor? It's the number that ends 0885.
Sure.
Thank you.
We're still waiting for Alan Beek to see if Beek.
What about Robert Payne? Is he in?
Alan Beek is here.
Yes,
thank
I saw
you.
A text from Alan. I saw a text from Robert, rather. Robert, are you here, Robert Payne?
He was in the waiting room, and I let him in at some point.
Robert, are you on the phone, or are you Global Voices? Right, I see Robert Payne. He's muted. Okay, Robert Payne is here. Unmute yourself, Robert.
Michael, Global Voices is me. I was trying to get in.
Oh, Robert Payne says he's in.
Yeah, he's still muted, though. I asked him to unmute himself.
So unmute yourself, Robert.
Star 6.
I think he's on a computer, as far as I can tell. It's got a little R, so that usually means they're on a computer.
Robert, can you unmute yourself?
It's on the panel below the at the bottom of the screen. There should be a little microphone image to mute or unmute. Please unmute yourself, Robert Payne.
There's
a note in the chat, Mr. Chairman, that says from Mr. Payne. It says his machine lacks an outgoing microphone.
So he has to call in. That's okay.
Yeah.
Can he respond by text during the meeting?
Apparently, he only has a landline.
I'll tell him to call in.
Isn't it acceptable for him to respond in the group chat here?
I think so. He's clearly present. Let me please go on with the agenda. Is there any objection to the agenda that was proposed?
Okay, we have a land acknowledgement. You can, if you call.
We have a land acknowledgement.
Jan, give him the number too, Jan, to call in.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, what's your question, Mr. Adler?
No, this is Osborne.
Sorry.
Which of the draft agendas are we, there's several of them. Is it number one or number two?
It's Delegates Assembly LSB meeting number one. Draft agenda, teleconference Delegates Assembly. You have a call to order the land acknowledgement, the mission statement.
Yep, I've got it. This just concerns the election to the Delegates Assembly, and then we're going to...
The delegates will be electing directors to the PNB, yes. So,
is there an agenda for after this meeting?
Yes, there's a separate agenda for the LSB meeting. It was sent by email. I don't know why you didn't get it, but we'll post it again in the chat.
I'll forward it to you again, Jay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I posted it in the chat, both as a PDF file and as a kind of straggly three-part text file. There's a limit on how much text you can put in one chunk, and the formatting is goofed up. But there's also a PDF that you can open in the chat.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Lydia, I can't remember if people asked you, but can you do a brief land acknowledgement to begin this meeting? Lydia Ponce, thank you.
It would be an honor, yes. Relatives, we are going to do some beautiful work together, transparent and accountable, and we're going to remember that we are connected greatly, more so because of the pandemic and because of the state capital insanity, and because every person on this call responds to crisis in a different way. We must honor where we're at individually, but together as a group, we need to acknowledge these lands that are indigenous to the north, the valley. We acknowledge that that is Tataviam land, northwest, Chumash, Orange County, Hachiman, and in the Los Angeles basin, this is Tongva land, indigenous land everywhere on this continent, North America. We acknowledge that we are giving great thanks to all the ancestors, the indigenous people, and everyone on this line. They guide us, they help us, and we should always remember that we need to do the best that we can for the seven generations forward, including the winged, the four-legged, the swimmers, and the creepy crawlers in Plant Nation. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia, and I did forward. I did forward to the LSB that article regarding the decimation of Native elders, especially by this COVID pandemic. And, it's just a continuation of terrible, terrible crimes on this land that have been committed, and we need to keep them in mind. Can someone, I believe, Paul, you were going to read the mission statement?
Oh, sure. Good morning, all. The Pacifica mission statement?
Yeah.
KPFK and Pacifica are founded upon a mission statement which to this day remains unique in radio broadcasting. The Pacifica Foundation radio mission statement is as follows. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commissions and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934. In radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestra groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation to promote the study of political and economic problems and the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Paul. And, you know, the purpose of reading the mission statement and doing the land acknowledgement is to ground ourselves in the purposes that we're here for and the unity that we have. Is there any objection to the proposed agenda for this meeting, which is basically the nomination and statements? We do have an opportunity for public comment after there are nominations for the various director positions. And there is a motion for the body to consider about how to proceed with that. Hearing no objections, we'll move on. I don't think there are any excused absence requests. I believe everybody is here. Is that right, Janine? Do we have all 24 members present?
We need to swear in Robert Payne.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, we recognize the seating of Robert Payne. He was noted in the roll call and is present. Robert is replacing Michael Atkins, who resigned because of pressing other obligations, and we thank Michael for his previous service and for his resignation, given that he could not really fulfill the responsibilities given his other obligations. So the floor is open. Well, we actually had the nominations, but we need to hear.
Michael, it's Eric. May I interrupt? We usually give the new member a minute or so to introduce themselves.
Unfortunately, Robert does not have audio at the moment. I suggest that he call in if he can, so he would have audio, but his computer does not have a microphone, so he's been putting his comments in the text. And if you're on the phone, you won't see them, but the main one he's put in so far is the fact that he does not have audio, and he'll be texting his comments, if any.
Chair?
Yes, Lawrence?
I'll request some information. So yes. Does that present a challenge to the tellers in regards to how Mr. Payne will record his vote for the record?
No, I'm assuming that he'll be able to email the ballot. We have his email address, and he'll have to check his email to get the ballot, and then it will be a document attached. And if he can,
thank you.
Put his vote on that, everybody. But that's going to take, there's a motion on the floor, or it's not on the floor yet. Somebody has to move it, but there was a proposed motion to authorize this election by email. Does someone want to read it and move it? The chair can't really make a motion. Fred, could you read it and make it as a motion? Fred Blair?
Read what?
The motion authorizing this election, it's in the chat. The KPFK delegates hereby authorize that one.
Michael, I'm using I'm using Skype and I can't see the chat.
Okay. Can someone who can either see the chat or has the PDF open read and make the motion authorizing this election by
Michael,
email?
Michael, are you referring to point 2A?
Approve the balloting method and tell us the motion there. Okay, please, Alan, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, nomination for PMB directors, point A, approve balloting method and tellers. Move that the KPFK delegates hereby authorize Terry Goodman to conduct an email election by all currently serving KPFK delegates in attendance at this meeting for the 2021 KPFK station representative directors using IRV for the staff representative position and STV for the three listener representative positions, with John P. Gary III serving as assistant teller and secondary ballot recipient. The polls in these elections shall close on Sunday, January 17, 2021 at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If for some reason Terry Goodman or John Gary are unwilling or unable to conduct this election, the KPFK delegates chair or LSB chair is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so. Additionally, the KPFK delegates, upon today's adjournment, shall be scheduled to meet in an adjourned session later on January 17, 2021, continuing the current meeting for the purpose of completing these elections. Is that good?
Yes, thank you. So that's moved. Is there a second?
Fred Blair seconds.
Okay. Terry Goodman indicated to me that it would be easier for him to complete the balloting if we set the deadline for balloting at 12:30 rather than 1. Is there any objection to that?
As long as everybody receives their ballots.
Yeah. Yeah, well, as I explained when I sent the thing, we will check at the end of the before the end of this delegates meeting if everybody received the ballots, and we'll check within the LSB meeting to make sure everybody that the tellers have gotten the ballots. So why don't we proceed with that amendment to it? The election shall close at 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Terry is on the call and John is on the call. Are you willing and able to conduct the election? Terry, can you unmute for a second? Terry Goodman, can you unmute for a second?
Yes, I'm willing to conduct the election, and I will note that if sending out of the ballots is delayed, it only takes a majority vote to extend the deadline.
Thank you. John P. Gary, you're willing and able to be assistant teller?
Yes.
Okay. And as I indicated also in the email when I sent the agendas around, and maybe everybody didn't receive, we're still having trouble with the LSB list, but I tried to send it to everybody's individual addresses. If for some reason you don't get the ballot or you can't mark and attach the ballot, you can put your vote in the body of the email itself to the tellers, and please email both tellers. Is there anybody who did not receive the email addresses necessary?
I need them, Harvey.
Is that the email with the subject recipients test?
Yes. Harvey, did you get that? We use your email.
I don't. Solartopia at Gmail. I did not see it.
Okay, look in the one that ends with 288. Do you have access to that email account? Because that's the one that's on the KPFDX list. It's
An email for me ending 288?
It's an email. Yeah, we have an email for you that's a Gmail account that ends with the number 288.
No, that's not me.
Okay.
Can I give you my email?
Right. It says it's Harvey forward. Wasserman 288.
Okay, if it's not you, then somehow we got the wrong address for you. You're okay. Solartopia, right?
Yeah, Gmail.
All right.
SOLARGOPAA@gmail.com
Yeah, that's okay. Can somebody,
who's forwarding it right now?
Okay, thank you. Who's asking the forward?
Barbara on the stack. Do I understand that we're going to get an email to vote for directors right now from Terry?
Soon as we complete the nomination process, Janine will be sending the candidates. John Gary, you had something to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you will be, all members will be sent a ballot with the candidates listed already on the ballot. I'm going to compose a ballot with both elections with the candidates, and that will be complete. Also, Terry Goodland's email address and my email address will also be on that ballot for you to use. All right, so we will send you a completed ballot with everything you need to vote.
Okay. Thank you.
Janine, can you get Terry and John that address for Harvey also, the corrected one?
It's just
Solartopia.
It's just been sent.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I heard no objection to that motion. We'll consider it adopted. And everybody who could be potentially eligible to run has been nominated. The bylaws require the nominations be submitted by December 31st. Will the people who are willing to accept the nomination please indicate, ask for the stack or say so, who is actually a candidate for the listener? There are three positions open for listener directors from KPFK.
Can I nominate Mansoor Kustak?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, yes. May I be heard with regard to one of
my... Yes, go ahead, Jen.
Yes. Could the secretary please send again the agenda and voting information to Robert Payne? And on the chat, it says his address is kpfkrobertpayne@gmail.com. And it would probably be helpful to send it again to all of the members so that we'll have it at the top, if that's possible.
Mr. Chair?
Okay, hang on a second, Bella, because I had a chance to look at the chat. There was a statement from... Hang on a second, please. There was a statement from Robert in the chat, which I'll read because we did want to give him the opportunity to introduce himself. My opinions and past experience appeared in public when I sought this office. I published via Pacifica and videoadventures.info. To see my resume, go to Video Adventures, look to the left, click on the PAYNE. That will take the reader to the resume. Lydia Ponce also has a message in the chat to everyone for a different email to use for her than the one we have been using. So please take note of that. Terry and John and Janine. Continuing with Robert, an email channel remains open. And so he has that email that was mentioned.
This battery is going down.
I'm sorry, then plug it in, Alan. I don't know what to say. Or use a different...
Mr. Chair?
Use your landline. Yes, Bella, you're recognized.
Thank you. I was on mute all this time. Somehow I could not unmute myself. I just did. I noticed that when Ali read the motion, he missed the second part of the first opening sentence. Set deadline for ballot submission and close of election, 15 minutes.
Yes, but
so if that is significant, then I withdraw my objection. If that is, I know that sometimes you set some time for now.
Yes, the deadline was within the body of the motion that we just adopted without objection.
Yes, thank you.
That's the 12:30. Somebody just lost their call, I think. Maybe Alan. He said his battery is running low. I don't know how to reach him at this.
Michael, Lawrence is also having problems.
No, I'm okay now, Fred. I had audio problems earlier, but I'm good. Thank you. Mic check. Everybody hear me?
Yes, we heard you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Does everybody have the correct addresses to use? Lydia Ponce, is it you have proton.com, but I think it's protonmail.com. No, isn't it?
Hold on. Mail. I'll double check right now.
Yeah, thank you.
It is ProtonMail. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. So please.
It is. Sorry about that. Let me
that's okay. All right. So Janine, Terry, and John, please take note of that. Janine, could you read the list of nominees? And then we'll just, as you read the name, will the person who has been nominated say if they accept or decline the nomination?
I'm looking for it. I'm sorry, Michael.
There was an email on December 31st from Jan Goodman that basically nominated everybody who is potentially eligible. If you can dig it back out, or John, you have it.
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, John, will you please read it one at a time, and we'll see if each person accepts or declines.
Okay, these are the first. I will read off the potential listener candidates. Michael Adler.
Decline.
Michael Adler declines. Alan Beek.
I think we lost Alan.
We'll come back to Alan Beek again. Fred Blair.
I decline.
Fred Blair declines. Sandy Childs.
Decline.
Sandy Childs declines. Bella DeSoto.
Yes, I accept.
Bella DeSoto accepts. Eric Jacobson.
Declines.
Eric Jacobson declines. Barbara Marbach.
Can I ask a clarifying question? Is this for the Pacific National Board?
Yes, it is.
It's a listed director on the Pacific National Board for KPFK.
Accept.
Barbara Marbach accepts. James Osborne.
Accept.
James Osborne accepts. Lawrence Reyes.
Accept.
Lawrence Reyes accepts. Paul Roberson.
Respectfully declines.
Paul Roberson declines. Beth Von Gunten.
Accept.
Beth Von Gunten accepts. That completes. Alan Beek. We're returning to Alan Beek. Alan Beek. Do you accept or decline the nomination to run for PNB?
You all love that. Alan said he's losing his battery. Can somebody email Alan and try to figure out a way to get him back online, either by calling, if he has a landline, maybe somebody can call him or something.
Shall I continue, sir?
Yeah, go on to the director, staff director list.
Okay, and for
wait,
the public...
You, hold on. I think you missed Harvey Wasserman. I decline, and I think you also missed Keanu Williams.
That's the staff director, Harvey. There's a separate list. There are two different positions. There's listener director, which you must be a listener member, and staff director. You must be a staff member. Yeah, thank you.
All right. And Harvey, wait a minute, Michael, clarify for Harvey about the eligibility. 1 year, 10 years.
It's all right. No, you got it. I got it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Shall I proceed, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, just to clarify, the ballot has not been sent yet. I see a message from Katawa. She doesn't have the ballot. We're not going to send the ballot until we find out who are the actual candidates. And then John Gary will send you each the ballot after that. So there's no confusion. Thank you. Proceed.
Actually, I'll send the updated ballot to Terry Goodman. Terry Goodman will distribute it to the voting members.
Great. Thank you.
All right, so PNB staff candidates, please tell us whether you accept or decline the nomination. Ollie Lexa.
Accept.
Ollie Lexa accepts. Mansoor Sabah.
Decline, thank you.
Mansoor Sabah declines. Oscar Ulloa.
Ulloa.
A decline.
Oscar Ulloa declines. Polina Vasiliev.
I accept.
Polina Vasiliev accepts. And Harvey Wasserman.
I decline, thank you.
Harvey Wasserman declines. Kiana Williams.
Decline.
Kiana Williams declines. I'm now going to read the complete list of candidates, starting with the lister candidates. Did Alan Beek decline or accept? Or has he not responded?
Has anybody tried to reach Alan by email or if you know if he has a landline? Janine, could you try to do that? Send him an email saying that he needs to get on in some way, shape, or form. Otherwise,
I'm calling.
He's not going to be present.
I'll call him now.
Okay, thank you.
Should I wait, Mr. Chair? Would you like to continue?
Hang on a second. Harvey, you need to mute. Yeah. Harvey Wasserman, please. Harvey Wasserman, please mute.
Yeah, knock on. Wake her up.
Can someone please mute Harvey? Yeah. Let me see if I can do it. I'll do it. Hang on a second and see if Janine can reach. So, Polina, did you reach?
No, I just muted Harvey.
So did I. Did somebody reach Alan Beek to try to get him back on by phone in some way?
I have Alan Beek on the phone right now, and he's calling back in.
Okay, thank you. All right, so let's wait for that for a moment.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Yes, Bella.
Could you please read Lydia Ponce's new email so that everybody has it?
Lydia, is that okay with you if your email is read aloud on the stream?
Yes.
Okay, why don't you just give it then?
Thank you, Bella. ILILEYAH at ProtonMail, 1961 at ProtonMail.com.
Okay, could you repeat it one more time?
ILILEYAH 1961 at ProtonMail.com.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bella. Okay.
Barbara to the stack?
Okay, hang on a second, Barbara. Janine, do you know if Alan has gotten back on?
He's dialing in right now. He says that he accepts the nomination, but we can wait for him to join to confirm that.
Okay. Barbara, go ahead.
Yes, I'm just reading a chat. Kiana has not received an email, but my understanding is none of the votes have been sent out yet.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that correct?
Can we move on? Yes, Bella, we'll move on in a second. John, can you read the candidates for listener director, including Alan, since he indicated?
The listener candidates are Alan Beek, Bella DeSoto, Barbara Marbach, James Osborne, Lawrence Reyes, Beth von Gutten. The staff candidates are Ali Lexa, and Polina Vasiliev. All these names will be listed on your ballot and they will be separated by election. They'll appear just as I've announced them at the bottom of your ballot.
Okay, so just to clarify again, since we just used the initials, there are two different elections. One is conducted by what's called STV, that single transferable vote. That's because there are multiple positions being voted on. Each member of the delegates assembly, each delegate has one vote and indicates an order of preference for as few or as many candidates that have been nominated as they wish. The ballots will be counted by the teller. The first preference gets the vote. The first preference gets more than enough votes to be elected, then the excess portion of that vote is divided fractionally among the second choice of each of the ballots that went to that candidate. If the first choice is eliminated, the second choice gets that individual's ballot as a full vote. In the other election is called instant runoff voting, IRV. That's for a single position. There are only two candidates. Essentially, that's going to be with only two candidates, unless there's some significant write-in or something. That would probably just be a majority vote wins. If there is a third candidate added by write-in and nobody gets a majority, then the lowest ranked candidate would be eliminated, and the second choice in each of the ballots for that candidate would be divided among the various second choices. Is everybody clear on that?
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Go ahead, Bella.
Could you please let us know for the public and everyone how many seats will be filled are available for the listeners and how many seats are available for the staff director?
Yeah, there are, the Pacifica National Board comprises four directors from each station, three listener delegates elected as listener directors, and one staff delegate elected as a staff director. All members of the Delegates Assembly, staff or listener, get to vote for both positions. So we'll be selecting three listener directors today out of a field of six. Is that right? Six candidates, John Gary?
That's correct.
And we'll be electing one staff director out of a field of two candidates. Okay, so I believe the next order of business was that the candidates make a brief statement on their own behalf. We'll start with the listeners, and then at some point we will take public comment. If members of the public want to add something, you can either indicate by raising your hand in the chat if you're on a computer, or by pressing star 9 later on that you want to be on the chat for that purpose.
Star 9
to kind of raise your hand if you're on the phone.
This is Alan Bake. I'm trying to get in.
Yes, we hear you, Alan, and I believe you're the first nominee for listener director. So if you'd like to say a few words, you have a minute or two to explain why you're running and what you'll try to accomplish.
I would. I am definitely going to vote no on the bylaws revision. I hope the other candidates will state where they stand on that. I want to be on the board because I am up on finances. You have probably all seen I can produce a budget with a profit. My motto for what I want to do here is listen to the listeners. I have worked in getting the town hall. We have finally got that approved and it's underway. The continual town hall is kind of a blog. That will give us more income because the customers, the listeners will know us better and be friendlier. It will be good for programming because the listeners will tell us what is good and what is bad about our programming. And it will be good for outreach because we can hear from the listeners who are in the underserved areas and they can tell us what they need. Those are the things I would like to do if I get on the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. And I'm sorry, I neglected to ask if someone can serve as a timekeeper. Paul, you've done that in the past. Can you
keep people to,
let's say, 2 minutes per statement for now? All right, thank you. John Gary, can you say who the next candidate is alphabetically? You have to unmute yourself, John. Yeah.
The next listed candidate is Bella DeSoto.
Bella, you want to speak on your own behalf?
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you, Alan. You certainly have done great stuff at the Finance Committee. I was recently nominated, elected pro tem chair of the Finance Committee, fighting to get the reporting that we have been lacking, using different strategies. I have been chair of the Outreach Committee for quite a while. I have been involved with Pacifica at KPFK since the bylaws that we live with today were instated, working day and night with a group of dedicated folks to get those bylaws going. Unfortunately, the wrong set was selected, and consequently this board has very little power to oversight. That has created a great deal of challenge over the years. My position, my viewpoint going to the PNB is to work very hard with the chair of the finance PNB Finance Committee to work and open up open channels across the network, which has not been the case in past years, so that we can have a better understanding of our collective financial process. Beyond that, I have been putting a lot of time over the years doing the hard work in different committees, unlike many that just sit on the board and don't do much. But there's a lot of work to be done, and I urge everyone to collectively join the committees, populate them, because we need everyone on board. And I appreciate your vote. My dedication, as you know, has been one, a very firm for Pacifica and preserving the mission statement as it was read. So I'm here and I'm ready to work. Thank you.
Thank you. John, can you read the next person on the list alphabetically? John Gary.
The next listener candidate is Barbara Marbach.
Barbara, do you wish to speak for yourself?
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, John. Yes, I'm running for the board. I've been participating with the local station board as a volunteer since 2016. I've been a parliamentarian. I think my real asset is professionalism I can apply to our meetings. I was the chair of the LAUSD Shonda Smith Consent Decree Class Member Review Committee for many years, and ran those meetings and made sure everyone was heard and that the meetings were conducted in an appropriate process, so we were able to get motions in and our process done. I feel that we're in a very critical state now in terms of our finances and where we are with the board, and I'm hoping that my expertise and support in terms of the board meetings will help us come up with some motions to make the National Board and Pacifica solvent. I also come from a background of valuing inclusion and diversity. In my role, in my professional role, I work with state nonprofit social system, social service that supports people with varying disabilities. Working to provide opportunities for them to participate fully in the community. I understand working with people with diverse backgrounds and diverse abilities, and have an expertise in terms of making sure that everyone is heard and that meetings can go smoothly and work can get accomplished. So vote for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. John Gary, who's next?
Next listener candidate is James Osborne.
Yeah, thank you. I believe what's most needed on the PNB are professional management type individuals, men and women with experience in business, finance, communications, media, fundraising, and law. I believe my 35 years experience in practicing litigation would help the PNB out with relations with the FCC, including licensure, advice regarding contracts with unions, handling litigation, and personnel and employment issues. Focusing on professionalism also means building an experienced professional network, hiring the best executive director, hiring and retaining experienced, competent radio station managers and directors, and retaining the professional men and women who are our best broadcasters. Tom Hartman, Sonalika Hotkar, Ian Masters, Margaret Pescod, Stephanie Miller, Amy Goodman. No network can call itself a professional radio broadcasting network without professional broadcasters. Otherwise, we're no more than a college radio station or small community station, and that's surely not what any of us want. keeping and maintaining our broadcasters builds and maintains our listenership. Listeners like being loyal. They want a certain degree of regularity, knowing and taking comfort in their favorite broadcasters at the same time every day. Building and maintaining our listenership increases our funding and reduces the length of our funding. In a recent KPFK poll, 60% of our listeners favor or would not oppose some shows being sponsored by local businesses or professionals. May I have another 30 seconds, Mr. Chairman?
I'm sorry, I'm muted. Not at this point. If there's additional time, everybody else stay within the two-minute limit. Thank you. If people can mute themselves, if they're not speaking, please do so. We don't want people to be interrupted. John, next on the list.
The next listener candidate is Lawrence Reyes.
Go ahead, Lawrence. Unmute yourself.
Okay.
Me? You muted yourself again, Lawrence.
No, I muted myself.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, do you hear me now?
Yes, we do.
Okay, great. Great, thank you. Thank you. My name is Lawrence Reyes. I've been I work for the County of Los Angeles, Department of Mental Health, where I sit on the Mental Health Services Accountability Services Commission, which vets nonprofit agencies that will provide services to those who are mentally challenged. I'm a senior community worker in that capacity. I also serve on the SB 803 Implementation Action Committee that looks to implement a peer certification process for parent navigators, TAE, transition age youth navigators, and the such. I have served on the PNB for 2 years. I was IED, Interim Executive Director, at a time of crisis, at a time when there was, for lack of a better word, a receivership of our sister station, WBAI. And I served in that capacity for approximately 4 months. I also served as interim chair of the Pacifica National Board. I served also as the chair of the personnel committee that was engaged in doing a search for a executive director, which at the time we had to put that on hold. Because of our financial situation, we do not have a budget to hire a permanent executive director. But I want to say that the current interim executive director has been doing a lot of work pro bono and has kept the foundation afloat. As you know, we all are facing a serious financial and public health crisis that has impacted the foundation. My goal is my mantra is moving Pacifica forward as one network, not to break up the network or to engage.
That's fine, Lawrence. Your time. Thank
that's
you.
It? Okay, yeah. Thank you.
John Gary?
The list of lister candidates will be completed with Beth Von Gunten.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes. So I've been a Pacifica listener my entire adult life and a lifelong community organizer, and that's what brings me to Pacifica. I've, since first standing for the LSB a year and a half ago, I began attending LSB meetings immediately as soon as I had declared my candidacy, and I have never missed a meeting yet. The same would be true of the Governance Committee, the Personnel Committee, and the Programming Oversight Committee, all of which I sit on. I was asked on short notice back in September to step up to the position of chair when that position became suddenly open, and I did so. Which meant that not only was I a member of the Governance Committee, but I chaired it as well. I'm chairing the Programming Oversight Committee for the last year. I volunteered last year and was nominated and elected to the PNB Governance Committee and have been taking part there for the last year. I was asked to take part in the bylaws revision, review and revision subcommittee, and within that committee I was asked to chair, and so I do that now as well. Then recently I was appointed within the governance committee to their investigative subcommittee, looking into malfeasance within the board. Pacifica is my primary commitment. I know that this work takes time. It takes a major commitment. It's not, so when, as soon as I made the commitment to run, I made the commitment to fulfill those responsibilities. I don't do things halfway. I show up every time, I roll up my sleeves, and I get to work. I do so with transparency.
Time. I'm sorry, we're at time.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I think because it is going to be a single ballot, we'll move on to hearing from the director, staff director candidates.
The first staff candidate is Ali Lexa.
Ali, did you want to speak for yourself? Probably have to unmute.
Here I am.
Okay, there you go. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, yes. I'm Ali Lexa Al-Hilali. I've served on the PNB in the past. I've been at the station for approximately 15 years as web director, fundraiser, on-air personality, fundraiser as well. I bring in annually between $160,000 and $180,000 through online pledges. My main goal is to help keep Pacifica alive. I'm not running for the PNB with any sort of an agenda having to do with any kind of programming, promoting of programming, or criticizing of programming. What we need right now is a healthy network, and that's why I'm running. That's all.
Thank you. Very succinct. As a candidate?
Completing the list of staff candidates is Paulina Vasiliev.
Hi, everybody. I'm Paulina Vasiliev. I am a volunteer programmer at KPFK. I have now served for a year on the national board. I have come to learn a lot. I've been part of the National Finance Committee as well as the National Programming Committee, as well as the COVID Task Force, which was created to expand national programming, focusing on the relevant issues of the day and to allow for a collaboration among programmers across the network, which I think is crucial in building listenership and building our brand, the Pacifica, or rebuilding it, and which in turn brings in funds and loyal listeners. I worked on the National Fund Drive. I understand the inner workings of this network now more than I did before. I have built a solid relationship, working relationship with the people who manage the five sister stations, and as well as with the affiliate network, and I can hope to continue to do this work for the benefit of the foundation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, and both of you very succinct. I appreciate that. We want to have an opportunity for public comment. Are there any members of the board that wish to speak in favor of one or another candidate? And I want to thank all the candidates, I think, for their willingness to serve if elected and for their contributions up to this point and for their staying within the time limit on the remarks. Could you remove the screen share, Paul, for a minute so I can see the whole? Thank you. So I don't see any hands raised among the LSB, so we're going to take public comment at this point. Janine, can you see who from the public wishes to speak?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Bella, go ahead.
Yes, this is Bella DeSoto. I would like to speak in favor of some listener directors that are running. But could you also let the public know that the staff cannot vote for the listeners
and the listeners cannot vote for the staff?
That is not correct, Bella. All delegates and vote for all positions.
This is good to know. I'm glad that you clarified that.
I did make that statement at the beginning, but just to make sure everybody is clear, the positions are reserved for either listeners or staff directors, but all 24 members of the all 24 delegates can vote for all positions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for that. I wanted that to be clear. I would like to speak in favor of Mr. Lawrence Reyes, whose commitment has been longstanding with Pacifica. He has served well as the director at the PNB, and I hope that we can return him so he can continue his hard work, especially dealing with unions and et cetera. Also, on behalf of Paulina Vasiliev, she has also been on the board. You know, we need the consistency in order to get a lot of work done. So I hope we can reelect her. Beth Van Gutten is another person that has served well at some PNB committees. And I serve on the audit committee. Hopefully, I'll be seeing her there. But I want to speak as well on her behalf. And I hope that we can elect her as well. So all of us to do the best we can at the PNB. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I want to check, John, Gary, have you forwarded the ballot to Terry Goodman?
Yes, sir. The updated ballot has been forwarded to the main teller.
Michael, okay, I was trying to speak. I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah, that's okay.
I've been muted.
Okay, I'll recognize you in a second. And so, Terry, you're going to be sending the ballots out. Wait for the listener comment, I think, before you vote. But we wanted to make sure that everybody got their ballot successfully, so I wanted to distribute it as soon as possible. So you'll be receiving the ballots, but if you will wait to make your choice until you after the delegates speak and the public speaks. I heard Mansoor wanted to speak, and I heard somebody else's voice saying they wanted to speak, but I didn't catch who that was. Is there another delegate besides Mansoor? All right, go ahead, Mansoor, and we'll wait and see.
Thank you. Michael, before I start, am I able or allowed to make comments on my own, like a personal privilege to say something?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, okay, so let me see. Let me start right now by asking those who are running for the PNB if any of them voted yes to fire Christine, Kevin Fleming, and other people at KPFK. Those of you who are running, did you vote yes to fire those people? Should I wait for the answer or make my comment?
I can answer. No, I did not vote to.
Okay, it's not
on PNB. On PNB, not LSB.
Sorry.
Okay,
point
so Michael,
order,
let me.
Mr. Chair, Eric Jacobson, point of order.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
This is a bit irregular. I would object to getting sidetracked on something that may or may not have been reported out.
It's already been reported. Check your email from
Chair,
yesterday.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
I think I have the floor, right, Michael?
Well, it was a point of order. I don't. It's not clear to me the basis of your question. The
it
only
is out
communication.
Of order.
The only communication I saw was from somebody who said that management terminated them. So if management terminated them, I don't understand.
An email came to everybody on LSB from general manager of KPFK.
Yeah,
you received that email. Okay.
What time
so
is,
may I?
What time
may,
is
may,
this is out of order.
Okay.
I renew my objection, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry. This is not, you had asked for comment in support or against.
I am.
Interrogatory. If Mansour wants to make his comment, that's one thing. But he's posing interrogatories.
They can always decline to answer.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not clear to me if it's a confidential personnel matter, but personally, it sounds to me like it is. I don't know what the, I did not see the general manager's communication, so I can't vouch for what he said or didn't say, but regardless of what he said, I don't think we're dealing with personnel matters.
So can I continue? I still have some time.
Yes. Please make your comment.
Thank you. Thank you. I need just 1 minute. I want, for those of you who are not committed to a faction and not committed to an ideology for KPFK people being on PNB, I want you to know that we just fired some professional people without any reason except to say that we don't have money. And that could have been handled differently. This is not professional way of running a business. This is not how you deal with people who raise funds for this station. And I really want to reach out to those of you who are not ideologically aligned to take a point and vote for those who said that they want to bring professionalism to the foundation and KPFK management. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other delegates who wanted to speak before we take the public comment?
Michael, this is Eric. I can wait for the public comment or comment now. I'd like to speak briefly on behalf of one of the candidates.
Now's your chance.
I'd like to speak on behalf of Beth Von Gutten's candidacy. I've gotten to know her since we both came to the board a year ago, and I've been very impressed with her her diligence and her insight and her dedication and priorities. I'll give you a small example that we haven't aired in our discourse yet, but I hope will come up eventually if she serves on the PNB. She's from Ojai, and it turns out that one of our local station, the classical music station, has excellent signal reception in the Ojai area, whereas our KPFK signal, despite its strength from Mount Wilson, is spotty in the Ojai area. So this goes to professionalism, if I may, because the first thing you would do as a in terms of professionalism is to make sure you're leveraging your assets to get the widest possible audience. So that's just a small example that Beth has mentioned to me, and I'm sure we'll bring up at the PNB. I've also want to commend her for doing great service when we needed to have someone serve as the LSB chair during the course of the year, and then is now wishing to become a PNB member. There are many examples of her dedication, but what I've noticed as well is that her prior experience in the Ojai area, dealing with disaster relief and things like that, in terms of the fire perils and things, she's just had a lot of experience administratively with the community there, and she's probably among the best qualified people we could possibly have serving on our PNB. I strongly recommend the vote for Beth Von Gutten. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, do we have public members wishing to comment? Please indicate by either pressing star 9 on your phone or raising your hand in the control panel. I think it's either in the participants panel or in the reactions.
Chair, is it too late? Paulina saw recognition. Is it too late for me to make a comment?
Go ahead. No, that's fine. Oh. Go ahead, Paulina.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes, I did. I wanted to mention that if the KPFK's in dire straits, the running balance is far less than the payroll due on January 31st. And although it is now lower because of prior reductions, now also KPFK is 8 months behind in central services. And this is dire. This is so when we say that, for instance, Christine Blasdale shouldn't be receiving the salary of a development director, Ms. Blasdale is more than welcome to contribute programming that would help us raise funds. It's just that we can't afford the salaries at this time. And I think it's that anybody in the position of the national board would understand it. Thank you. That's all.
Janine
put in the chat that she wants to be on the stack, so it's Janine and then Lawrence, and then we'll go to public comment, hopefully.
Thank you, Chair. Mine's very brief. I, you know, in the short time that I've been involved with the board as secretary and now as a member, I have participated in four different of the committees. And the nominees, the candidates that are mostly involved in this station are Alan Beek, Bella DeSoto, Lawrence Reyes, Elizabeth von Guten, and Polina Vasiliev. You know, as many problems as there are, there's those who are in there trying to fight it and understand it. Because they are involved. And for me, those are the people that I'd like representing the station. Thank you.
Okay. Lawrence, go ahead.
Yeah, Chair. I would like
to be on STAC, Mansoor. Thank you.
Mansoor, you already spoke.
I'll defer to Lydia Ponce, and then if you could recognize me after Lydia, Chair, I have a brief comment.
Lydia wrote in the chat that she was going to...
Yeah, no, I changed my mind.
Oh, okay. Because, all right, go ahead, Lydia. That's fine. Go ahead.
You know, the healing factor of moving forward in these critical times is that we have to speak truth to power. And I think that there's a variety of understanding of what the employment law is in protecting the privacy of employees. So I first of all, like to put that on the agenda for next month, that we have clarification and agreement, and maybe we need another MOU to understand that. Clearly, I am... you know, going to speak and uphold Lawrence's great work and picking up the pieces and being on forever long calls nationally. I know that he comes very skilled with mental health services, and what a better person to serve in this capacity, because, you know, everyone's facing challenges. And it's no secret we have our challenges here, and acting as a bridge builder and acting as a peacekeeper, I'd like to uplift his name and say that it is important for this vote to really, really, really count towards mending, repairing, and healing, and the transparency and accountability that we all need. Thank you. Vote for
okay,
Lawrence.
I have Lawrence and then Paul, and then if there's no other direct delegates, we'll take the public comment.
Fred, Fred also.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Janine. Thank you, Lydia, and thank you even those that oppose my nomination. I appreciate you stepping up and moving forward. In regards to personnel matters, no, I would not discuss any personnel matters. In regards to something that was mentioned earlier, and I just want to caution people: those people who are saying that they are not attached or they are not philosophical, I think that that's disingenuous, because it's obvious that they are proponing, they are advocating a certain philosophy. So I mean that's okay. But I think moving forward, one of the things that informs me in regards to personnel matters and the sacredness of maintaining personnel matters confidential is the fact that I'm a union member. I'm a union organizer. I'm a union bargaining agent. And I do that on a regular basis. Currently, I'm involved in union negotiations right now with the County of Los Angeles. So when you hear that thing, well, you know, professional and all of this stuff, that's great. That's what we all hear. That's we all got to get together and meet and on common ground in order to move this foundation forward. So again, my mantra is Pacifica Forward as one network. Do not break it up. Thank you.
Paul Roberson.
Hi, good morning. I'll be brief. I just want to give my support for Mr. Lawrence's nomination. Though I don't necessarily agree always with his viewpoint, I will say that he is very passionate about this station. He has experience and he has a temperament that I think will go well with, you know, what we need with this station. So, you know, I support him and, you know, good luck. Thank you.
Okay, so among the listeners, I see a hand raised by Marla Bernstein. I don't know if there are other people that requested it earlier in the chat. Oh, I'm sorry. I see James Osborne wants to speak.
Could you add?
I'm sorry. Please mute. Marla, you need to mute. Hang on. Marla Bernstein, you need to mute.
Michael, could you add Fred to the stack?
James, you want to speak again?
Michael, could you add Fred to the stack?
James, you're muted. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
So I wanted to point out that there is a motion pending before the PNB right now that's directed at Ian Masters. Anybody who's been listening to Ian's show knows that he believes that the current PNB is out to terminate him. Several members of our LSB have been out to terminate him and Aniel Fields. So any of the people who are voting should carefully think about what the position is of the people who are running now for the PNB, because several of them are behind Beth Van Gutten's motion to investigate and or terminate Ian Masters, Sonali Kohatkar, and several others. So something to think about.
Point of personal privilege. This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth. What is your point of personal privilege?
I've just been seriously misrepresented, and I feel I have the right to set the record straight.
Go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, the only motion that mentions any personnel by name is in closed session. And so you've just witnessed a lawyer violating confidentiality. Second, the motion is not aimed at any particular employee. The motion is a motion for compliance with existing policy across the board by all staff and board. I really, really resent this issue having been twisted and people making hay out of it on air and online, again, violating existing Pacifica policy to throw governance under the bus. Do not misrepresent my words.
Thank you. Ali
thank you.
Wants to be on the stack. Ali Lexa, go ahead.
Yeah, just really quick in response to the last two comments. There was a public motion to censure or discipline Ian Masters that was brought in public session to the LSB by Beth Van Gutten. And that might be what Jim Osborne is referring to. Furthermore, members of this board that made motions to fire the current general manager. Recently, we saw the firing of Christine Blasco.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Please don't make any reference to actions of the board that took place in closed session.
Okay, I thought that was reported out.
Thank you.
I take the second statement, but the first statement stands. There was a public motion against Ian Masters.
Okay, thank you.
Not true.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're gonna. I don't want to have any further crosstalk. So from the public, I see. Marla Bernstein, go ahead, Marla, and try to see if you can avoid all the very poor connection, Marla. Can you clean it up in some way?
Just.
Here, I
Marla, can you speak?
The idea of a governance committee is a brand new invention. It's not in our bylaws. And it's basically a small, tiny group of people that control the agendas. I have no use for that. If you go back to our Articles of Incorporation, you'll see that we have elements that we're pushing there as an educational institution that cannot exist in our corporate capitalism. And I'm really, really resisting the idea that we need professionals, because if we take those issues up as professionals and as an LLC or some crazy corporation, those elements in our Articles of Incorporation will disappear. They don't exist in this culture except through Pacifica. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe that was actually Doug Barnett speaking. Are there other members of the public that wish to comment? I saw something in the chat from Bruce. Did you want to talk, Bruce? I don't hear him. Any other members of the public wish to speak?
Kim is in the chat. She said she wants to speak.
Who is that?
Kim. She said she'd like to make a public comment.
Okay, go ahead. Is that Kim Kaufman? Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead, Kim.
Okay. I just want to say I am deeply offended by all this so-called leaking of confidential deliberations about personnel. It's impossible to know what of it is true and what of it is not true, because there are people who have been in those meetings who respect the confidentiality and therefore cannot say, oh, this is a lie, that's a lie. As far as I can tell, all of this stuff in the public that people are talking about personnel is just made up and for effect and partisan, you know, bickering. I never heard a censure of Ian come up in this LSB. I personally find his talking about management and governance should be censured. I also think the issue of who is for or against the bylaws has not been discussed enough and should be asked, and those people should respond. The people who have voted against breaking up Pacifica should be voted for. I know Lawrence is definitely for keeping Pacifica together, as is Beth Van Gutten. And
I'm
okay. Thank you.
Okay, does anyone else from the public wish to comment? So, Terry, can you, I don't see anybody. Terry, can you just speak?
Laura Levinson, Michael.
Oh, okay,
I believe
Laura.
Just express yourself.
All right. Go ahead, Laura.
Okay, thank you. I guess I can be heard.
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, this whole idea, I don't know if the same person has said it before, but this is the second time I've heard it, about small local businesses sponsoring individual programmers. That is not what I expected from KPFK. I don't think that's part of the mission. And that's a slippery slope anyway. It sounds nice, sounds friendly, congenial, but I think it's not what KPFK is supposed to be. I think if you want a business to sponsor, they can just donate like everybody does to the entire station as a whole. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll just clarify, as chair, I think that sponsorship of that nature would actually violate our FCC license.
Okay.
Or,
I'm gonna. I have to talk to
Harvey. Are you speaking to the body? Otherwise, you need to mute yourself. Sponsorship of such a nature would violate the terms of our FCC license. We're licensed as an educational nonprofit, non-commercial station, and we could accept underwriting as some public stations do, but not to sponsor individual programs in that way as a commercial sponsorship. So I'm wondering if Terry Goodman can explain again to everybody about the nature of the voting, and then we're going to adjourn this meeting to a later meeting. You'll have about a half hour to cast your ballot according to the timetable that we established. And did everybody get their ballots? Need to check your email. Go ahead, Terry.
I'll suggest that the chair entertain a motion to extend the balloting to 12:40 if there's no objection.
Okay, that would give people a half hour after the end of this meeting. Is that okay with everybody? Hearing no objection, the deadline for getting your ballot in to the tellers is 12:40 p.m., 29 minutes from now.
And I'm not clear what you want me to speak on.
Just to clarify again about the SDV and IRV, everybody understands, just to make sure.
Okay, and the staff election, since there's only one seat, it's an IRB election, and whoever gets the most votes wins. In the listener director election, since there's multiple seats, we go through several stages of tally. All the first choices are evaluated, and the ones who are over a certain threshold are seated immediately, and then the excess votes from those candidates are distributed to the remaining candidates to see if anyone else has exceeded the threshold. And finally, after everyone with those distributed ballots has met the threshold, if there's no more surplus, then the candidate with the least amount of votes is eliminated and their votes are distributed to remaining candidates.
You are unmuted.
And that way the result of the election is that the director candidates most preferred by all the voters get elected. And so from each of you, what we would like is your ranking in order of candidates for each of the election and a personal code that you select, so that when we give the report, you can find your personal code in the report and confirm that we transcribed your votes correctly.
Chair Mansour would like to be recognized.
Chair Lawrence with a question to the teller.
Okay, Mansour and then Lawrence.
Yes, I received an email from Terry Goodman, but instead of a ballot, we have the KPFK LSB agenda, draft agenda.
There's a follow-up email that says second attempt.
Yeah, look for the
okay,
one
thank
the
you.
Second attempt corrected.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lawrence, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to ask either Terry or John P. Gary III. What would be the threshold if that's an appropriate question, Terry?
I have to calculate it, but it depends on the number of voters and the number of candidates. So let's see. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 candidates and 24 votes. If you divide 24 by 6, that means,
three positions maybe?
Oh, right. There's four positions. Three positions.
Terry, Fred here. It's 7.
Yes. 3 times 7 is 21. 4 times 7 is 28. So the threshold is 7 because you cannot have 4 candidates in this election. Each get 7.
Okay, thank you. So, John Gary, go ahead.
I'd like to remind the voters, if you end up sending your votes in the body of an email instead of returning the ballot, please include your self-generated code, because that's what we need so that you can correctly check your vote later. If you don't include a code, we have to make one up. And if we make up one people don't like, you know, we don't want to have any unhappiness. So whatever method you, please include your self-generated 5 to 6 letter code word so that you can check our work later. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's each person makes up their own code so that you know that your vote was correctly tallied and incorporated and your ballot is still private. I see a hand up from 7138. And 7138, you want to speak? Otherwise, you need to mute.
Hello, this is Margot.
Go ahead.
I am completely confused about who is supposed to vote. And I am also really not thrilled by the way the communication about this meeting was communicated without complete information. And I don't know if there's supposed to be a secretary or something. If I am a listener sponsor and I'm supposed to vote, I don't have a ballot.
No, you're not supposed to vote. I'm sorry, Margo, if it's not clear. This is a delegates assembly and only delegates vote.
Oh, okay.
The delegates are voting among their own ranks. Or three listener delegates who will serve as PNB director, and one staff delegate who will serve as a staff director.
So is this a general KPFK LSB meeting, or is this a
The LSB meeting will begin shortly as soon as we adjourn this delegates assembly. When we adjourn the delegates.
Stay
on the line. You're fine. The delegates assembly will resume. I'm sorry, Marla, you need to mute. So just to be clear, that we are ending our delegates assembly. All members of all the delegates received ballots. Is that correct? Is there anybody who has not received a ballot? Eric, you have your hand raised.
I do, Michael. I just want people to be aware and to clarify something for myself. When we, for those of us just doing it in the body of an email, I understand we have to enter our little code identifying ourselves to ourselves. But I believe from last time we were to send it both to Mr. Goodman and Mr. Gary. Not just one or the other.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So people should be aware. Yeah.
Either as an attachment to the email or in the body of the email, you want to make sure you indicate your preference, your order of preference. You must indicate who is your first choice, second choice, third choice. You can vote for as few or as many candidates as you wish for both positions. But your preference is what will determine how your vote is cast and divided up. Under the STV or IRV process. So if you're using the attached ballot, please indicate who your first choice is, your second choice, and so on. If you're putting it in the email, do the same. And in both cases, create for yourself a 5 or 6 digit code, characters or numbers, whatever, that you'll recognize later so you can identify your ballot was correctly tallied. Is everybody clear on that?
And then the recipients, Michael, are the two tellers, not just one or the other. So they both
get it. The teller and the assistant teller will both get it. They can verify each other's work in that way. It's a check on the process to make sure that everything is correct. And hopefully we'll get that completed so that when we have the adjourned delegates assembly, which we will have after the LSB meeting that's about to commence, we'll be able to get results. So please send in your ballot as quickly as you can. The deadline we set at this point is 12:40, so that's 21 minutes yet. And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn until the second delegates assembly after the LSB meeting. Do I have a motion to that effect? Somebody like to make that motion?
So moved.
Okay.
Bella.
Thank you, Bella. Any objections? Hearing none, we are going to take a short break, I would say, for about 5 minutes so people can get their ballots and send their ballots, and we'll commence the LSB meeting at that time. Please just stay on the line because it's also a public session with the same people. We're just changing our hat from the delegates who elect directors to the LSB who have other assigned responsibilities. Thank you.